there are two kinds of bread, the homemade bread, the kind you buy at the stores.
We call that bulk bread and homemade bread. If you made it at home, it's homemade, but now they should have used the word homemade instead of homemade. But that homemade is what they use, though.
Yeah. Okay, well, what is that bread with a hole in the middle, little circle of bread that you fry in deep fat?
Uh-uh. You out of my range again.
Sweet bread, sir.
Well, I know them to cook cakes that have a cake pan have a little hole right in the center of it.
I'm talking about little things like that.
No, I don't think.
Sometimes you make up a batter and fry three or four little cakes at a time.
Mm-hmm. We call them batter cakes. That's what we call them.
Okay.
But later on, after we got a hot plate on the stove, we call them hot cakes now.
Okay.
Well, we used to call them batter cakes when I was a kid coming up.
Would it make any difference whether they were made out of wheat flour or cornmeal?
Well, they wouldn't be batter cakes if they're made out of cornmeal. It had to be flour.
Okay. What would you call them if they're made out of cornmeal?
Well, we'd drop back to the cornbread patties, is all I can say.
Okay. What about a large cake like that you cook in the skillet and fry in the skillet and turn?
Whole cake, that's what you'd call a whole cake. Is that what you're looking for?
Uh-huh. what would you use to make bread besides baking powder or soda? Make it dry.
Well, it wouldn't be, you couldn't hardly make no bread unless you use baking powder or soda. It'd be so hard you couldn't eat it. You could cook it, but it'd be
so... you got something else you can use, either get a little cake of it or some little packet.
Well, I mean, you mean yeast? I've never used no yeast in
no
bread.
I used some of those earlier, didn't you? You went to the store to buy two water flour.
Well, now, listen, since they got it down in pound packages now, you can buy it in 5 pounds or... 1 pound, I think.
Okay. And the inside part of the egg?
Yolk.
Okay. And what color did you say it is?
Yellow.
Okay. If you cook eggs in hot water, what do you find?
Boiling.
Okay. If you crack them and let them fall out of the shells in hot water, what kind of
it? I don't know, just a busted egg, all I know.
Okay. Well, I was thinking about poached eggs and rock eggs. Have you used that word, poached eggs? What do you call the salt cured meat you might boil with greens or fiddly cheese?
Well, you would call that ham hock or either side belly, either one.
Okay. When you cut the side of the hog, what do you call it?
Middling.
And the kind of meat that you buy sliced in, eat the head?
Bacon. Bacon and meat.
Okay. And the outside of the middling is called what? The edge that you slice off, cut off before you slice it up.
Well, you can call that bacon.
Okay. Well, what would you call the edge of the bacon that you have to cut off?
Hide, I mean the skin.
Okay. And the kind of meat that you buy and then you slice it, eat with the eggs?
Well, I bought bacon strips.
Okay.
We call it bacon strips. I used to buy it all the time.
Mm-hmm. And then you slice it up yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain?
My length sausage.
Okay. And killed his cow and stuff and meat.
I'm talking about the butcher.